Hey, we say good morning to Dr. John Siegel. Hi, Doc. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, Sam?
Fine, my friend. Foot and Ankle Center. How many years now?
We've been in existence for about 5.5 years.
Come on.
This past July.
It has flown by, Doc.
It's unbelievable.
How many clients? I mean, I know you've got a number of clients, and you're in more than just Springfield. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've got about 6,000 patients now, and we're kind of all over the place. We see patients in Decatur here in Springfield. Just opened a new clinic in Taylorville and one in Sullivan. We got a clinic in Carlinville as well. My new associate, Dr. Grant Gonzalez, is kind of running all over the place, bringing our brand all over Central Illinois.
You have added an extremity MRI. You say it's the only one in the area. Tell me about it.
We're the only one in Central Illinois. It's an extremity MRI. We actually have a machine where your foot and ankle goes into the machine. There's no tube. There's no knocking. There's no claustrophobia. You actually watch TV. You get a remote control. You can flip through the channels, read a book while you're getting your MRI extremely comfortably, which is a great service to a lot of patients because a lot of people are very afraid of the tube and the knocking and claustrophobia.
Oh,
this takes care of all of that. It's very comfortable. It's right in our office, and a lot of times we can actually offer a same-day MRI. If you need it, we'll do it right then and there.
Do you have physical therapy at your place?
We don't have physical therapy yet, but we're working on adding physical therapy. There's a couple of plans that we have, and hopefully by the spring we'll have some physical therapy offered as well.
Why is that important to the practice?
Well, a lot of patients recovering from surgery need physical therapy to re-strengthen the tendons and muscles surrounding the operation, get rid of the swelling, and get back up and running.
So will your physical therapy only deal with people who have foot and ankle, or might it be other parts of the body, whether it be arms, shoulder, knees, whatever?
No, right now we're just going to concentrate on the foot and ankle.
How important is that to recovery in foot and ankle? You know, I keep debating, keep putting off, and I've had numerous doctors, Dr. Romanelli and Dr. Diane Hillard-Semble, and I see them socially, and I see Dr. Semble professionally, and the one thing they do stress is the rehab after the surgery. If that's knees, I suspect it's the same for foot and ankle.
Absolutely. It's a very important aspect of surgery. If you don't re-strengthen, then you're just never going to recover fully. So
how important is it to do something prior to surgery? Let's say if you're going to have an operation foot and ankle, are there things you should do to make sure that you're ready, or even helps to ensure success?
Well, I mean, conservatively, we do a lot of physical therapy to try and get the condition better before surgery. We do a lot of orthotics, shoe management, injections, and that kind of thing to try and prevent the patient from having surgery. But if those things fail, then surgery often is what we need to do. And it's more important for the physical therapy aspect afterwards than before.
Foot and Ankle Center of Springfield, Dr. John Siegel, is what we're going to talk about Diabetes Month in just a moment. But you're also a spokesperson for an association. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I represent the Illinois Podiatric Medical Association. I've been kind of doing some commercials for them and doing talks around Central Illinois, representing that really the whole state and all the podiatrists in the state.
What is the source of most ankle-foot problems? Is it an injury they suffer athletically or walking or exercising, or can it be just because of old age?
All those things can cause problems, but in our country in particular, we like to eat, and we gain a lot of weight, and as we age, that weight takes a toll on your foot and your ankle, and I would say that just our American lifestyle in general is probably the biggest leading problem to foot and ankle problems.
So again, I know I've heard that about knees, obviously, and obviously it would make sense, the same thing for foot and ankle problems, because the added pressure and weight on those parts of the body.
Yeah, what people don't realize is with gravity, there's 4 times your body weight on every step on every joint in your foot and ankle. So losing, say, 10 pounds is like losing 40 pounds per step, every step you take during the day on your foot and your ankle. So it's dramatic.
That is dramatic. Wow, that's four. So if you lose 10 pounds, that'd be 40 pounds less torque, if you will, or pressure on your foot and your ankle.
Every step, every day.
Yep. Unreal. You've also something involved, obviously. You were on Channel 3 talking about the diabetes situation. What's your involvement there?
Yeah, this is Diabetes Awareness Month, at least November was, and I was there talking on behalf of the Illinois Podiatric Medical Association about diabetes. it's a big thing that we treat in the foot and ankle. It's one of the biggest conditions that comes into our office. Diabetics have a lot of problems with their foot and ankle. and we are kind of the gatekeepers on keeping them out of trouble.
Yeah, trouble usually means, and I've heard it, and I don't want to go too much in depth here, but sometimes the diabetic person has to think about, you know, a foot or ankle being removed. I never understood that. Why is that the case? Is that the first extremity that's impacted by diabetes?
Well, it's you're walking on it, number one, but, you know, the diabetics have a lot of problems with blood flow. They get a lot of problems with lack of blood flow, and they also have another problem called neuropathy, where the sensation in the foot and ankle becomes diminished, and they don't feel little things like blisters or chafing or a pebble in the shoe. They can lead to ulcers, which then lead to infection, and if they don't realize there's an infection there, it can actually get into the bone. When that happens, a lot of times the only treatment option is to remove that body part.
So. Obviously. Dr. John Sigel, thanks for coming in. Foot and Ankle Center. Remind everybody where you're located here in Springfield.
2921 Montvale Drive. It's in between the Schnucks and the MCL cafeteria on that little connector road. And our website is www.myfootandanklecenter.com.
Very good. Good to see you, Doc.
Thank you very much.
Have a good holiday
season
to you and your family. How's your wife and everybody doing okay? Children and all?
Doing awesome. She just actually completed her third book. She's in the editing phase, so it's her third book she's going to have published. It's amazing.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll take a break.